Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Timer is down to five. Doncic can't find any space. 3 seconds. Two. Deep one. Doncic!
Oh, my God.
Bingo!
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Stevenson will look over coverage, as JT pointed out, a four-on-three. McCann, one-timer Montour. Scores! The hat trick for Brandon Montour. Hey, what do you say? What a moment for Monty. And it's 7-1 Seattle.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Bases loaded, two down, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball drilled, left field. Hernandez.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. What is happening?
I mean, literally, what is happening?
What did happen?
Gremlins are in the building. I don't know. Something in the upload. Who knows?
Just, did the open just stop?
Just
we're
stop
good?
Playing? It's just over?
Are we on?
Well, it's still playing, but there's
no sound with it.
Sometimes I can't tell if you did something and you just don't want to admit it or system screwed up.
No, it's up there. It's just 2 minutes and two. It's still playing. Says on air. And
I mean, knowing our system, I'm going to go ahead and blame the system on this one. I'm
going
to go ahead and give them the flack on this, but that's a glorious start to a Wednesday.
It's almost Halloween. There's gremlins in the building.
So I almost wore a gremlin mask today.
It would have been a great mask. Yeah. I like that.
I think the luchador's better.
Anybody watching on YouTube right out of the gate today is going to get a funny little you and I looking at each other like, wait a minute. I thought you turned your mic on, because all of a sudden I couldn't hear anything anymore.
So I thought my headphones went out.
Put my headphones on and wait. Yeah. No, there's no sound coming through, and then you just hear Swag say, "Just go, just go."
He just a defeated right. Jason Swagger.
Right, we'll go.
Just go.
Hey, good morning.
Is that a fart?
Yeah, just go.
Somebody crapped on the system this morning.
Well, happy hump day, everybody. The system came in from the top rope.
Luchador. I like the mask. That's pretty solid.
Thank you.
Two for two this
Thank
week.
Thank you. It is from Mexico.
I'm trying to...
Authentic,
It's an authentic,
authentic, authentic luchador from mask. Mexico mask.
Yeah.
Okay. Who got that for you?
Because
you've been a friend brought it home, brought it back from Mexico.
You know that commercial? Avocados from Mexico. Luchador mask from Mexico.
So you got avocados and a luchador mask.
Well, I didn't actually get avocados.
No, okay. Well, the avocados from Mexico are delicious.
Rey Mysterio Jr., one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
He's one of your favorites, huh?
Yeah, I loved me some Rey Mysterio Jr. back in the WCW days.
I got to be honest with you, this is going to be a tough show. This is going to be complicated today.
Why?
I'm just having a hard time. I'm just having a hard time taking this seriously
right now. It's Halloween.
You're going to go on some rant. You're going to say something on the show today. I'm just going to look over like, is he serious right now? Is he really ranting about this?
Okay. Wait for tomorrow's costume, because tomorrow's costume on Halloween is I don't know how that's going to be received.
Now, are we doing our costume tomorrow, Swagger? Are you going to remember? Do you have your Letterman sweater?
I got to go in and dig it out. But yeah, it's in a bin in the garage.
It's in
somewhere.
A bin
you guys
somewhere.
Know what you're going to be.
Yeah, we're going to do Letterman's jackets tomorrow.
We're going to do high school versions of ourselves.
Class of 95. That's what we're going with tomorrow. High school versions.
Well, we dropped the ball. I just, full disclosure here, dropped the ball in a big way. Last February, Dirt was gone.
Yes.
There was a costume that presented itself as perfect for this show.
Uh-huh.
And Swag and I both loved it. We both talked about it on the show.
Like doing it next for this
doing
Halloween?
It for Halloween. And then when I tried to do it, it was sold out instantly because of how popular it became.
Uh-oh.
And then about 4 months later, I saw it and I'm like, And I didn't bring it back up. We didn't spend the money to do it.
What was the costume?
I wanted us to be the Dunkings from the Donut Donuts.
Oh, with the tracksuits? The Dunkin' Donut tracksuits?
Damon and Affleck, yeah.
I mean, you don't tease me with a good time. I would rock the hell out of a Dunkin' Donuts tracksuit.
Those jackets are sold out.
Yeah.
They're $60.
It's a little pricey.
It's a little pricey.
Now, how much for the, like, is that just for the, how much is it for the whole thing? Do you just want the jackets, or are we going to get the pants,
the
too?
The whole thing would have been, like, $110, okay, but the way we sit on the YouTubes, you only need the jacket.
To be fair, though, if I'm going to buy that, I kind of want, like, if I'm going to wear anything in my normal day-to-day life, I think the pants would be the thing that I wore the most.
Well, I mean, imagine yourself walking around the neighborhood in an entire Dunkin's tracksuit.
What is this guy doing?
You would look like Alex Crawford. You'd be like, what's this guy doing?
I'd have to put, it like, an oversized ring on one of my fingers. I'd have to do that. Maybe a slightly larger chain. I just feel like there'd have to be something else to go with
Swag would be Brady in the group, because Brady was behind on the keyboards.
Yeah.
So he'd have to wear the red shades.
Okay, are you Affleck or Damon?
I don't know. It wouldn't have mattered, but it would have been perfect for the show because there was three of them.
Yeah.
And so it was a really funny Super Bowl commercial, but it
that would have been a really, like, to not say anything and then just show just up tomorrow show up wearing our Dunkin' Donut tracksuits, that'd be pretty good.
Now, my costume tomorrow, full disclosure, there's a joke on the internet that when you order something and you get the knockoff version, I think it's Temu.
Yes.
It's the cheap Chinese version of it. I will just say that I have a Temu version of a costume.
Oh, okay.
Because the real version was impossible to buy.
Are we going, is it in the sports world?
It is a sports-related costume,
sports-related costume.
I will disclose.
That's all we're going
to
figure out.
There will be no more answering of questions. You will just have to wait to see tomorrow and see if it even looks like it.
At this point, I'm kind of hoping you just come in like a full football uniform. Like shoulder pads, a helmet, like you just got pants on. Do the entire show with a helmet on? That'd be pretty badass.
Well, I have found myself feeling both annoyed and bad for a former football player the last couple days.
Uh-oh.
Because there's a guy that's done something that I've just rolled my eyes at and said, shut up. But also, like, 2 days ago, I was like, ah, dude, I kind of feel bad for you. Have you ever had this with a celebrity or a person? A
little bit, yeah. Little
Tom Brady has both annoyed me and gotten sympathy from me.
Yeah, because old Giselle's pregnant again.
Dude, 44 years old.
44, man.
Pregnant by a jiu-jitsu instructor that she claims she wasn't dating.
No.
And then, boom, I'm pregnant. And Tom Brady posts on Instagram a picture of a sunset that says, what is love?
not that, Tom.
Not that,
Tom. I don't think she's coming back, Tom.
No, I think that's over.
That's a new kid with a new man. That ain't happening.
I felt bad for him. But then these Fox commercials play, and it's like him walking to the set. You ready? Oh, I'm ready. Shut up. Just shut up. You're calling football games. You're not doing anything.
I don't really put much of that on Tom because I view
that. He okayed it.
Yeah, you could say, no, I don't want to do this.
We did a very douchey YouTube video that we said yes to.
We did, yeah.
And we have acknowledged how douchey and stupid it is.
Yeah, in hindsight, that thing was terrible.
I'm probably going to tell Jake after the show to go delete it.
Scrub that from the internet.
It should not exist on the internet.
I think it needs to live on forever, man.
You
generations of 1080 The Fan listeners need to go back and be able to watch that.
Like, also, why is Burkhardt in this?
Tom, how we doing?
You ready, Tom? You ready to go?
They're it's his new team.
And then random lady handing him the mic in an empty football stadium, by the way. So are you going live from an empty football stadium?
You are looking live.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, shut up.
They're not going to respect you because you were just a player. What is the one of them says something like that?
Like just, a $300 million contract. You can be terrible at this job. You're still getting your money.
Yeah, this is the epitome of paying a guy way too much money and feeling like you have to go over the top in order to recoup said money.
Yeah.
Because there's not another broadcaster on the planet that has a hype commercial for them calling a game.
No.
That's never happened.
No.
Never in my lifetime could I remember just a guy, a promo of so-and-so is on the call of this game. Like, you do promos for, hey, coming up on Sunday, it's Cowboys and Niners. Aha, show a flashback. Like, that you'll get a promo for.
Yeah.
Where's the commercial for Chris Collinsworth? Hey, tune in Sunday. Chris, can you handle the criticism? Oh, I'm right.
Sliding right into the commercial.
Yeah. Ooh,
I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Sunday night. My nepotism baby's down on the field getting you ready with the pregame, and then he's going to toss it up to me. That doesn't exist.
It's the last year of Inside the NBA on TNT. zero promos for it. Have you seen a commercial for it?
I have not seen a commercial for it.
You want to make a commercial for something to hype it up, that's the show to be doing it. Like, make jokey, fun commercials about it. Did you see last night?
No, I did not.
Chuck was going to go off on this tangent on one of the games, and all of a sudden they had a smoke machine go off. And he just got covered.
Just engulfed in smoke around him.
He's so annoyed. He's like, are you kidding me?
This is what we're doing right now?
This is what we're doing.
They should have funny commercials of, like, the Sarah McLachlan music or, like, a graduation song. Like, something sad of, like, this is it, everybody. Tune in one last time.
Yeah.
The last time we ever get these guys together.
I agree with that. That would be a funny promo for something. Not Tom Brady. They're doubting you, Tom. Are we going to show them we're still good? Time to be the GOAT. What?
And you're not going to be the GOAT. I mean, he's fine. He's serviceable.
He's getting better.
He's
fine. I give him that, but he's not mad.
I don't have any issues.
Olsen.
No, he's not the GOAT. Stop it. He's calling games and he's making $500 million to do it.
Not Dan Mullen. I mean,
it's not Gary Danielson. What are we doing here?
Come off the top rope.
What are we doing, Kirk Herbstreit? Come on. None of those guys. You can't match that.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I found myself annoyed and. A lot of sympathy for old Tom Brady.
I have that a little bit right now with, can anybody explain to me the Costco Boom family? Can anybody explain that to me? Are you familiar with the Boom? We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. That hasn't infiltrated your timeline?
Is it a commercial?
No, it's not a commercial. It's a family. And I think they started on TikTok. And it's like,
I don't have a TikTok.
Okay, well, I don't either. But they were on Fallon the other night. And I don't know, like, do I need to laugh at these people? Do I need to?
They're called the Boom, like B-O-O-M?
Just Google, like, bring the boom. And you'll, like, this has become the new dance when people score touchdowns now, where they do this, we bring the boom to you. It's this New York family, and they like review food items and they give things booms. And I want to know how did this become such a thing to the point where literally the other night the whole family was on Jimmy Fallon.
I know there's a political ad before I play the video.
I think it started with them going to like Costco and reviewing food items, but it has absolutely exploded to a point where I can't escape it now.
The video I have is not, it's just a picture of the son awkwardly behind the dad, and there's no actual video.
No sound to it.
Here we go.
Yeah, find the boom. They bring booms.
Yeah, so they're buying Costco food items and walking around aisles and filming themselves.
Basically.
Eating it.
Yeah, and the dad's like yoked, and the kids are a little chunky, and now they have a new kid that's with them that's like not actually a part of the family.
It's like Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Basically,
shows up one day.
Who's this kid? He's not actually one of the kids, but he's like at all their media appearances
now. I'm going to take an exception to the dad is yoked. The dad is short and kind of stocky. Yoked is he? Go easy on that.
I mean, he's got big muscles. He's got big arm muscles. I'll give him that.
You know, I think I speak for any age demographic.
They bring the boob to you.
I don't know who you're speaking for today.
No,
Matt, but
well, coming up top.
Not Joe.
Are we frog splashing or elbow dropping? I don't know. Is there anything more awkward and uncomfortable than finding people in the wild of society filming themselves for TikTok or Instagram?
No. Thankfully, I don't think I've ever actually seen that.
Oh, I've seen it.
Like somebody doing it, a dance in the aisle at Costco.
I went to a pumpkin patch a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that'll do it.
And
yeah.
I'm just like, don't you feel weird?
No, usually we see it.
Don't you feel ridiculous
when I go on the SoCal road trips for Pilots basketball? You wander down the streets of L.A.
A lot of that.
Oh, it's got to be all over the place.
All over the place.
I'm the next famous person. But then there's families like this that actually do it, and now they're on Jimmy Fallon, and they've made it. So their dumb videos they're recording in Costco, it paid off.
And they're going to be rich.
They bring the boom to you,
damn
buddy.
It.
You'll notice this. When next time you're sitting and watching college football, pay attention. It's like an arm flex. They go like that, and you just like step with one leg at each time. This has become the new dance, and it is taking football by storm.
I have a family member that has become addicted to the phone the last like 2 years. And I'm not kidding when I tell you, like films themselves, it has like a million Instagram stories. And it's so uncomfortable for me to watch because I love this person, but just films themselves, and it's just themselves. Just looking, and in the background is everybody not caring at all.
Check me out. Here I am.
Almost like, why are we filming? And it's just like a million of those. And I'm just like, what is that for?
If you got more than five little tabs on your Instagram story, I
speed right through them.
Not going through that.
Or I just swipe to the next story.
Congratulations to you. Yeah. You must be doing something cool, but I'm not interested in seeing that many videos of one person.
I've done like six in a day, and I'm like, that's a bit much, man. I think I need to
a little over the top. Let's calm it down a little bit. I don't need that many photos, all right? Let's take a deep breath here.
Speaking of take a deep breath, Dodger fan, Yankee fan, let's all take a deep breath. Okay.
What if they blow a 3-0 lead?
That would be hilarious.
What if they lose again tonight? No. Cole's on the mound. You got Rodon waiting in game six.
If Otani, if this is...
Hey, turn my microphone off over there.
If this is Otani and they lose tonight...
I mean, how many games can you rely on Freddie Freeman to hit a home run again?
Every single World Series game.
I think he's used all of his home runs up. He's used them all up.
Just getting started.
I think he's used them all.
No,
Otani can't swing. He's not clutch either. Doesn't have the clutch gene.
Otani doesn't have clutch
gene. He doesn't want the ball in the big situation. Not clutch.
I'm getting a voodoo doll made for you.
Well...
I tried to jinx it during game three.
How much smaller can you make the doll than
what
he
is? Yeah, it's a little tiny doll. How small of a doll you got to find there? Just don't poke me in a place where it hurts. Don't pull that.
It looked like a tennis ball.
I was traumatized by a random movie one summer because a girl made a voodoo doll of a guy, and he was in church, and she just started annihilating him. It just traumatized me. I didn't understand what was happening.
Somebody said I was in a line at Chipotle, and a family in front of me was doing a video blog about their lunch.
At Chipotle?
I just had Chipotle waiting in line.
Did you
get out more?
All right, we got black beans here coming. All right, there's the black beans. Come on down.
I don't get it.
Let's add some chicken.
I just don't get it as I sit here on YouTube in a luchador mask. Look at me judging people.
Look at you. Look at you over there.
Well, we got a good show today. We have two guests.
We do. Big guest today.
Matt Miller, ESPN NFL draft specialist, watches college football, loves the NFL. He had an interesting tweet yesterday that kind of caught my attention, so we'll probably lead the interview with that at 7 a.m., 7:40. It is a Pate State Wednesday, so Josh Pate will hop on at 7:40. He has your team number two in the JP poll.
Yeah.
I was going to text him and say, hey, could you find out how many teams would be favored over Oregon on a neutral field? One. By the slimmest of margin,
I think it's
one
point and a half right now is what he said. Georgia over, yeah, one and a half points
would be the spread between Georgia and Oregon.
Nobody's giving us a chance, man.
So we'll talk with Josh Pate.
Everybody's hating
at 7:40.
I'm like a Tom Brady commercial with the Ducks now. Everybody's doubting us.
I already hate you. Let's get it going. We'll start World Series Game 3. Shenanigans were going on. Is this a series at all? We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't know if we have a World Series now, but the Yankees finally won a game in the World Series last night, beating the Dodgers 11-4.
Thanks for showing up, Yankees.
You know, I give you a hot take. Thanks for showing up, Doyers. I wanted that series to be over. This World Series is blown.
Yeah, ready just for it to be done. Put it to bed.
Just, look, we'll see what happens. Gerrit Cole's on the bump. He was great in game one. Yeah, it felt a little fluky for the Yankees in this regard. Are you getting Volpe and Wells going yard for like six runs again? I don't know how much stock you could put into that, but
yeah, Aaron Judge still struggling.
Baseball is Stanton got dropped in the lineup and didn't do a whole lot yesterday. Interesting start to the game where Mookie Betts went to the foul territory.
Yeah, down the left field line
on
or
a
right field line
pop up, and a Yankee fan Betts caught the ball. a Yankee fan like wouldn't let go of
the
glove. There's
two of them. So one of them grabbed the mitt and tried to rip the ball out, and the other one grabbed Mookie's arm, trying to keep him from coming back down.
And the fan,
douchebag,
rips
Yankee
the ball
knuckleheads.
Out and gets ejected.
It got tossed out.
Now, let's not act like we
what
all
was that, bottom of the first, top of the set, bottom of the first inning? Right out of the... How much did that ticket cost?
Oh.
Down the right field line, front row, down the right field line.
Easily a grand, right?
It has to be. For a World Series game four?
Yeah.
And you get tossed in the first inning of that
bottom
game.
Bottom of the first inning.
And we talk about what's bad with society, with these people doing TikToks and lines and awkward moments. This guy was caught... well, not caught. He was seen outside the stadium at multiple bars. Guess who's a celebrity now?
Everybody was high-fiving him on the way up the aisle.
Unbelievable.
That was, look, it's...
What a jackass.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand why fan behavior has gotten... And maybe it's always been this way, and we just pay more attention because we have 80,000 cameras. We had a guy rob a home run in a Yankee World Series game many years ago, or give Derek Jeter a home run in an ALCS against Baltimore. Like, this has happened before, but...
That was a 13-year-old kid who got excited. Reached over. Whatever. This was intended to try these morons who are trying to justify it. No, he already caught the ball. His momentum then carried him into the wall. The fan reaches over and grabs the mitt intentionally. The other guy grabs his arm intentionally.
Takes a village, man.
Major League Baseball needs to step in and make sure those two never show up at a ballpark ever again.
That's the Yankees' responsibility.
Those guys showed more fight than Aaron Judge has in the entire series. Well, I'll give them credit for that. At least they showed up and tried to help their team win.
You're not necessarily wrong there either.
Hey, at least you're doing... Somebody's trying to do something. Somebody's got to wake this team up. They're playing like ass, man.
They're terrible.
Somebody do something out there.
They won 11-4. Give them that. We'll see what they do with Cole on the bump. Did they go back to L.A.? And Swag said they wouldn't go back to L.A. Well, we'll see if they go back to L.A.
So, this is just the fourth time in 25 instances somebody grabbed a 3-0 lead in the World Series that it's even gone to a Game 5. Yeah. It's never gone to a Game 6.
Never. It doesn't happen in the World Series.
It's never gone to a Game 6.
Not in the World Series.
3-0 lead in the World Series. 21 times it ended in a sweep. This is the fourth instance where it's gone to a Game 5.
Yeah, when the Giants won their second title, they closed out the sweep in Detroit. It's no big deal. Won the Game 4.
Yesterday was the Bumgarner anniversary in Kansas City.
He's got the control panel over there.
He's on edge.
I love it.
His
I love he's on
3-1.
Edge.
He's on edge.
I tried to jinx him in Game 3.
World Series.
And I'm trying to rattle his cage a little bit. They're going to win the series. The Yankees aren't going to win 4 games in a row. Like, they're going to be fine. Whether they win or lose tonight, even if you go back to L.A., like, the chances of winning 4 in a row. It's never happened before. It's not going to happen in this series. It can't, right? Like,
well, Verdugo after Game 3, they went down 3-0. Verdugo went, well, if they can win 3 in a row, why can't we win 3
in a row? Yeah, that's right. Hey, now's our time. Look, at this point, you didn't lay over and die like a dog. You won Game 4. Now you better win Game 5. Like, if you're going to actually show a fight in this series, give me something to be interested in. Because, I mean, I had the game on last night. Freeman hits a bomb in the first inning, and you're just like, all right, here we go again. And then I'm kind of walking around the house. It's on in the background. I flipped over to watch Pate for a little bit because I'm like, this series is over. And then the Yankees come back, and they take the lead, so I flip back to the game. Like, give me something to be interested in. A Game 4 win does nothing for me. You've just set up a gentleman's sweep. Now you have a $300 million, or however much Gerrit Cole made in his contract.
It's $300,
pitcher taking the mound in a elimination game in his home ballpark. You better go be nails tonight. And Aaron Boone better not take him out in the sixth inning when he gives up his second hit.
I don't think so.
If he's pitching outstanding. Like, leaving Luke Weaver in was a great call. Finally, they didn't take him out after 19 pitches like they did in Game 1, and that was a massive mistake by Aaron Boone. Like, I need the one more win in order to be remotely interested in what this is going to look like over the weekend.
So I looked it up. Can you guess how many times your team lost 4 games in a row during the regular season?
I think once.
Twice.
Oh.
They had a 5-game losing streak in May, and they lost 4 in a row in July. So this team...
So you're saying it's happened.
It's happened twice.
So you're saying there's a possibility.
Well, I'm just asking, if Boone is told by Cashman, because if I'm Brian Cashman today, I'm going down. I said, Aaron, clearly I like you. We've been working together a long time. If Gerrit Cole's dealing, you're letting him pitch to 100 pitches. We are not pulling him with 86 pitches, into his rotation.
I don't know, man. He gave up a walk there. I don't know.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Gotta get him out. Uh-oh.
He's going the full distance if he's dealing today.
Yeah.
And if you go back to L.A. and this Dodger offense is not doing anything outside of Freddie Freeman, you do start putting a little bit of that. You don't think him coming in to do the show, going back to L.A., 3-2.
When would Game 6 be? Friday?
Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Game 6 and Game 7, if it happens? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, look, Will Smith went yard.
That'd be a great Friday night.
He got jiggy with it yesterday. Edmund has been really good during the postseason. This has largely been Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Yeah, Freddie's carried it. They need...
Ohtani looks like a shell of himself with his shoulder situation.
Yeah.
I feel like he's swinging to miss so he can get out off the field. I just, you know, I don't think the series is really a series yet, but...
You got to win tonight. You win tonight, all of a sudden you go into the weekend and you say, all right, at least some of this series has lived up to the hype. It would have been nice if the Yankees showed up earlier.
The champagne is chilling. I need to pop a cork.
I'm going to laugh if you never pop that champagne.
You mentioned the first time ever in a World Series.
That's going to be all time
The Yankees
stuff.
20 years
oh my God.
Ago, they were the team that blew the 3-0 lead in the ALCS. 20 years later, they returned the favor.
They've broken the curse.
Karma has come full circle, their own curse. They haven't, come on, this could be it. The tough part with the dumb fan behavior, because that's like, that was next level bad. Like, we had a guy in L.A., was it in game one?
Where he reached over the
reached
ball.
Over and did the Gleyber Torres ball. Like, first, I love the reaction of the fan in that moment next to him. We need to talk about that on Monday. The guy next to him looked at him like, what are you doing,
what are you doing?
Dude?
Wrong guy.
Like, just keep your arms up. Like, just if the ball comes over the fence, you grab it. Hey, you got a souvenir.
It's
you
so
don't
hard.
Put your glove. It's not that hard.
I think it is
it's
in
not,
the moment.
No, I don't think it is.
I'll defend that guy. I won't defend
foul
the guy.
Foul ball, a little bit tougher. Like, if it's coming down the line and you're like, oh, okay, is it got like if like the Bartman play back in the day? Home run ball, like you had to reach over the fence to catch that. You know where the fence is. You know where your arm is. You're reaching over the fence to make that play.
You have regular Joe Blow sitting in the stands with spatial awareness.
Yeah, you should have. Your team's in the World Series. Help your squad out,
all
right?
It was a double.
At least the Yankee fans were trying to help their team out. This guy tried to rob a home run for the opposing team.
That was going
to
be a double.
And his kid was there. He had to, like, take him and be like, all right, buddy. They, like, left before they could even get kicked out. He just head for the exit.
Well, let me ask
immediately.
You this. Prying the ball out of Mookie's glove. Yes, please be ejected. Reaching over the fence and, like, grabbing a ball, that's probably going to result in a double anyway. I don't think you should be kicked out.
You got to be kicked out for that.
Why?
You can't touch a ball in play. The ball's in play. That's against the rules.
Get the wall, dude.
Reach out over the foul line and grab a ball. You can't do that.
Beings.
The tough part is, though, there's enough idiots out there that if this stuff continues, they're going to start building little, like, you're going to get what there is at Wrigley. So at Wrigley on the home run fence, there's that little kid, that little catcher or whatever, you know, a little fence thing that sticks out. You're going to get that down the line if you keep having idiots reach out into the field to play.
That was just, like, the guy's face ripping the ball out of the mitt is hilarious.
It legitimately looked like a SNL skit.
It looked
or
like Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, yeah.
On Netflix.
Like, what am I doing? I'm a ball. That's like my ball. It literally looked like a comedy sketch. Is this guy serious right now? He showed some fight. Maybe that's what wakes up the Yankees in this series, though.
Would you bet Moneyline Yankees tonight with Cole on the bump?
Hell yeah, betting Yankees Moneyline.
Are
they're
you?
Hot. Freddie Freeman's not hitting another home run. Mark it down. What are the odds?
You got to stop doing that. I'm traumatized from the open.
Yeah, I think like things are going to stop working. What are the yes, no on Freddie Freeman's home runs at this point? Do I win any money if I bet no? There's no chance he hits a home run in five straight games.
Is that four homers now?
Four in a row.
Four
Nobody's
in a row.
Ever done that.
Six total going back to the 21 Braves series.
That's unreal.
That's a major league record.
How'd you let that guy walk? What the hell's the matter with you?
We didn't
this
let him
This is all
walk.
Your fault. They'd be swept right now if it wasn't for Freddie
he
Freeman.
He got all butt hurt and he went
God,
to California.
This is all your and the Padres' fault. This is all their fault, too. You had them on the ropes. You let him off the hook.
Do we get a partial chip if they win?
Quarter ring.
He's the MVP?
I think quarter ring.
Quarter ring?
Quarter ring count.
So we two and two quarters rings?
Yeah, okay. 2.25.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see. We have a series. Yankees finally win a game. 11-4. Otani's banged up. Fan ejected.
Swag's getting nervous.
Swag's getting a little nervous. There's a little nerves there.
This team blows.
If they lose tonight, there's a little nerves there. I'll tell you that much right now. I have a surprise for Dirt next on The Fan. We will get to the NFL stuff. A little newsy day yesterday in the National Football League. I think the Colts listened to this radio program because we debated what you do with Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco. And Sprague's right again. Sprague knows what he's talking about. We'll get to that coming up. Matt Miller's going to join the show of ESPN at 7 a.m.
It's one of the biggest topics I want to talk to him about, of just young quarterbacks right now are in a weird spot in the NFL.
He had a very weird report that he has learned from NFL teams about quarterbacks, and we'll get to it. We got NFL Zigger Zag to get to today as well, so we'll get to that at 6:45. Speaking of Sprague is right, Sprague is right again. I said that the World Series would outrate the Monday Night Football game, and it did by 200K.
200K. By the narrowest of margins, $13.6 million Monday night for Game 3.
Wow.
$13.4 million for Giants-Steelers Monday Night Football.
I got to be honest with you, dude. Made that in the moment of just like, oh, I want to be right on this. And then I thought about it. I'm like, well, football's going to get $20 million. I'm stunned to be right.
The funny thing is, on Sunday night, so there was not a World Series game on Sunday night, did you know that the Niners-Cowboys, now this is branding and teams that are involved, was, I believe, the highest rated Sunday night game of, or one of them of all time?
Well, if it was, Monday, nearly it would have destroyed the World Series.
It was like 24 million, I think, for wow. Niners and Cowboys on Sunday night. I'm proud of American sports fans. I didn't give us enough credit for that.
For
clap it up
Giants
for us.
Not very good.
Clap it. Nobody wants
good
to watch the Giants. Yeah. Like, no, maybe the Steelers end up being fine, but I'm 9-9 at the half. I don't need to watch that. It's a World Series game. Good for you.
Dirt, I have a surprise for you, buddy.
What were you right on again now?
We keep going. We go
else?
All day.
What else you got?
We go all day. I'll get to NFL Zigger Zag. Matt Miller at 7. It's time to go to the hardwood, though. We're talking basketball, buddy. You know who's in second to last place in the Eastern Conference right now?
Who is in second to last place in the Eastern Conference?
Who would you guess is last place in the Eastern Conference?
The Detroit Pistons.
You would be correct, my man. They have not won a game. They
Ofer.
Are in the tank.
We're already a game behind them.
Milwaukee.
Second to last, huh?
The Milwaukee Bucks are right there, just barely above the Detroit Pistons.
What are they, 1-3 out of the gate?
1-3. Now, they are tied with the Pacers and the Raptors and the Nets, but they
a lot
are
of teams with only one win. Yeah.
Right there at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. I have watched the Milwaukee Bucks. In fact, I tweeted one of our listeners, Jeff, the other day, after a good first half against Chicago. I don't know why the Bucks weren't put in this conversation in the East. Everybody talked about the Knicks and the Sixers, which we'll get to the Sixers. And then they proceeded to lose that game to Chicago. And I can't help but wonder, is this going to age very poorly for our guy Damian Lillard? Because all the intel is that Giannis will indeed ask out if this doesn't improve and change.
Yeah.
And then, like, Dame's left in Milwaukee doing a Blazer Eastern Conference thing. He's 34, 33, 34.
Somewhere in that range.
You know,
34. He turned 34
he just turned
in July.
34 in July, right? Yeah, yeah. So point guards don't age like LeBron.
Nope.
And I worry about our guy Dame in this, like, kind of maybe he becomes a Gary Payton player where he ends up on a title team, but he's like, you know, a rarely used or relied upon bench guy.
Yeah, seventh man, give me 9 points a game,
right.
Knock down a big shot.
Hit a big shot in a moment, yeah. Right? Like, my guy GP had to do that in Miami. I don't know what Milwaukee is early. They don't have Middleton, but it's not off to a good start in old Milwaukee for Giannis and Dame.
This is the hard part I have with your sport, and I feel the same way about baseball at this point as well. Like, I have such a hard time getting invested in a 1-3 start as, like, a big story.
But have you seen who they've played?
I know. I mean, it's been bad. Like, they lost to Chicago. They lost to Brooklyn. They lost to Boston. Whatever. Dame and Giannis were pretty good in that game. They just, Peyton Pritchard somehow went for 30 points on them off the bench.
And yeah.
That's how they lost that game. What a great world to be Jason Tatum, by the way, where you can just stink it up against one of the best teams in the East, and it doesn't matter. Your team still wins because you have all that talent around you.
Well, he's not the MVP of his team.
It's funny how we grade these things and how we give people credit for certain things. It's hard for me to do it 4 games into the season. I see the overall storyline, though. Like, last year did not go well for them. I would still blame it, and I brought this up in the postseason. How Dame ended up catching the flack for that, to me, was laughable. Like, Giannis is the MVP of that team, and he's had back-to-back postseasons where he hasn't been healthy, and he hasn't been able to play. So it ended up becoming this thing of, like, let's bash Lillard, see he can't get him over the hump, or he's washed, he's not what he used to be, instead of, hey, is Giannis ever going to play a playoff series again? Because that's 2 years in a row now that he hasn't been able to be available. when they've desperately needed him. And so that ultimately to me is what it will come down to. You pointed to something that I think is very important, and that is one of their top three guys is not in the lineup. I don't know what the status on Middleton
he's
is.
He's been banged up, though, for
when he's able
years,
to come back.
Man.
I don't think you need him to be vintage Middleton from your title team, whatever that was four years ago.
Team can, I know it's 1-3, so yeah.
I mean, I'm having a hard time seeing anybody beating Boston because they're just so deep.
They do look like
and
the
eventually
team
it can, will yeah. blow up in them on their face because they have so many guys that are getting paid and contracts. And
they've kind of already been paid, though. That's the thing about Boston. If this new ownership group comes in and doesn't care about
just
luxury
tax. Just keeps taking luxury tax bills every year.
Drew's been paid. Yeah. Kristaps just got paid. And Tatum Brown both got their $300 million deals. I think Derek White also just signed a contract.
He did, yeah.
So,
Porzingis has a deal, too. I think he's made good money.
Yeah, they've all been signed.
Yeah.
This is, Brad Stevens has constructed an almost flawless roster is what's happening there. Russell Westbrook on the court with the Nuggets, they are a minus 58. Russell Westbrook off the court for the Nuggets is a plus 11. I just want to throw that out there. It is looming what's happening in Denver right now.
Not good, Bob.
The other thing I wanted to get to is Philadelphia was fined $100,000.
Yeah, talk about dumpster fires to start the year. This is weird and uncomfortable.
So they have basically been weird on this Embiid stuff. He was supposedly ready, and then the season started, and he's not playing.
Yeah, it's not for violating the reporting rules. It's for misleading public statements. Yeah. But
public
the
statements.
League has put them on notice of, like, he better legitimately be injured or we're lighting
up.
Well,
Nurse is getting... He's getting questions, and now he's getting a little feisty in Philly. The pressure's on. He didn't want to answer these questions, but he did give this yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're it's not that hard to be on the same page, right? We want these guys to play, and we want them to be healthy, and we want them to play great, and we want them to play great all season, right? Then my main focus is I gotta do the job that I gotta do, yeah. Right? I gotta try to get this team to play as good as it can tomorrow night, right? And that takes a big chunk of my focus and whatever, and I'll certainly work things in and do things as we go, but I'm just trying to concentrate on my job at hand.
Yeah, I've kind of like grown to hate the Philadelphia thing. I've loved that everybody's put him in this conversation without earning anything. It's not a good start for my league, and I know most people listening are like, oh, I didn't even know basketball was starting.
Hey, the season's going on. Yeah,
Dubs played well without Steph last night.
Oh, it's weird. Their offense looked better. I wonder what happened. Oh, that's right. They hired Terry Stotts. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Offense suddenly looks good.
Pretty good offensive mind there, old Terry Bear.
Yeah, I mean, so look, the narrative already is set in the league.
It's not good.
You had Nick Wright, who's one of the more prominent national basketball talking heads, just like, the league's broken. It's not fun to watch. This is terrible. Officiating has already been thrown out of. Why are so many whistles getting blown? Like, it's not off to a good start in my league.
You have a guy in Joel Embiid who is 30 years old, I believe, 29 or 30, making $51 million this year. $51 million. And he doesn't want to play.
They've already announced he's never playing back-to-backs again. Like,
he sent out a tweet after the end of the first World Series game. It was like, oh my God, that was crazy. He was watching like a sports fan.
Yeah.
And many people ended up quote tweeting him and responding, wait till you hear that they're playing again tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe they should sit out.
Isn't that wild? Well, they're going to play again tomorrow. Like, this sucks, man. And part of me understands it. He's been hurt in every postseason I feel like he's ever been in. And so the thought, if you're Philly, is like, let's just get in and hope that Embiid's healthy at the end of the year. We have no chance to win if he's not healthy and if he's banged up. But the counter to that is it's horrible for fans who are buying tickets and wanting to watch their team play. This guy's making $51 million a year. He's only asked to work 82 nights a year. And we're telling, like, he's saying, no, I only want to work 62. Like, if there's not another reason of why you need to shorten the regular season, this is it. But even if you shorten it, I don't know if it guarantees it. If you go down to 65 games, you're going to get guys that say, I only want to play 50. Like, there will always be, if you give a mouse a cookie, they're going to want something more. This is a bad look right out of the gate for one of the faces of your sport.
They already extended the season with the NBA Cup.
Yeah.
So they've already added a game to the NBA Cup with the NBA Cup. So, yeah, there's a little NBA peekaboo. Blazers play tonight, too. So
Who the Blazers got tonight?
Clippers.
Ooh.
Intuit Dome.
In L.A.
In L.A.
We get the wall tonight.
We get the wall.
Let's get
past the wall tonight. NFL Zigger Zag is next on The Fan. All right, Matt Miller's going to join us, ESPN, at the top of the hour. Josh Pate, it is a Pate State Wednesday. We'll get to that coming up at 7:40. But it is Wednesday. It's 6:45, so you know what time it is. Time
for NFL, zig or zag?
Ready to zig or am I ready to zag?
Big news yesterday, Texans wide receiver Steph Diggs. We stopped calling him Stephon because that O-N is just a little too lengthy.
Stephon takes forever to get out.
He leads the team in receptions, and he tore his ACL this weekend against the Colts. His season is now over. How big of a loss is this for the Houston Texans? Dan Orlovsky gives his thoughts.
This is not a season-changing loss. I think Robert Woods is plenty capable of stepping into that role. That being said, and I hope and pray for Steph, he gets healthy. I don't care if he's got Jerry Rice out there. Mm. If they don't learn how to pass protect better, it won't matter. I'm being candid.
I respect Dan Orlovsky's football acumen. To suggest that Robert Woods can be Steph Diggs is unbelievably disrespectful. And I've been critical of Stephon Diggs. He's been what they needed him to be as Nico Collins has been out. Dirt, zig or zag, this is not a season-changing loss for the Houston Texans.
This is not a season-changing loss. I will zag on that. Nico Collins has already been banged up. I know his is not season-ending, and he'll be back at some point. I've said this a couple of times about Houston on the show. Like, they're clearly, in my opinion, even with this injury, going to be a playoff team. I just think there's a big difference between being a playoff team and being a legitimate contender. Houston was a playoff team last year. They won a playoff game last year. And then they had to go on the road to Baltimore and have that go from the division around to the playoffs. And that's a team that couldn't get through Kansas City. I think there's a different layer to this. And so will they likely still be a playoff team? Yes. I don't trust many people in that division. Maybe we get elite Joe Flacco on Thursday night, puts the Colts over 500, and that's the route that they go. I think they're still going to be a playoff team, but in terms of being a legit contender, when they have offensive line concerns, C.J. Stroud has had a couple of funky games. I'm not going to blame it on him. He just hasn't had a lot of time to throw. Go back to that Green Bay game. He completed like 9 passes, and now you take away one of his top targets, and his other top target has been out for a chunk of the year. Yeah, this is a season-altering injury for them and for Stephon Diggs because he's on a contract year this year, remember? And he's waiting for a deal next summer, and so his future gets really murky anyways.
I brought this up yesterday, but we have audio of our good friend Brian Baldinger talking about this topic on the NFL Network yesterday.
And look, this is 2 weeks in a row now where they put up over 400 yards of offense. And I think Mike Tomlin was looking down the road knowing we got the bye right now. All right, 6-2, we're in first place in the AFC North. They've got 6 division games out of the last 9 games to play. And he knows that the passing game had to pick up if they were going to win a majority of those games, if they're going to win the division. And he put Russell in at the right time against the Jets and the Giants, and he was able to beat both those teams and play very well. And all of a sudden, maybe they don't need a wide receiver at the trade deadline. I don't know. But all of them, you know, were impacted and had a good game last night, including Najee, who's now run 3 straight games for over 100 yards. So I just think that the offense looks different. It's more explosive, and the passing game is much better than it was before.
So you hear how good the offense has been. Yep. Mike Tomlin's the coach. Najee Harris is the 3rd leading rusher in the NFL right now. They have the defensive player of the year. TJ Watt will win that if stays healthy. Zig or zag, the Steelers are to be feared. Very dismissive yesterday.
I was.
Very dismissive.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I almost want to say the same thing about them as I do Houston. Zig or zag, should they be feared? I'm going to zag on that. They're a good team. They're a playoff team. But I also think, look, there's no doubt that Russell Wilson coming in and his vertical passing attack has unlocked their run game a little bit. You've made the safeties have to respect that over the top that you didn't really have to with Justin Fields. And this has worked out so well, perfectly, for Mike Tomlin. All the jokes or criticisms that I had or other people had about how are you going to bench Fields, Russell Wilson is washed, yada, yada, yada. We look like idiots right now. I also want to just say a quick caveat of it's been 2 games. The Jets have, like, imploded. They can't beat anybody. They can't even beat the New England Patriots right now. And Daniel Jones can't win a game in primetime to save his life, yet he had the ball in the fourth quarter with a chance to tie the game. The Giants are terrible. Those are 2 really bad football teams. And so I'm not going to look at those 2 wins and say all of a sudden you're a legitimate contender in the AFC. I always thought Pittsburgh had a chance to be a playoff team. I always thought they had a chance to be above 500. Again, like Houston, there is a big difference between that and going on the road to Kansas City to win a playoff game when you need to, or going into Buffalo, or going beating Baltimore in a big situation. I don't think they're as good as those three teams. I zag on that.
Matt Miller's going to join us at the top of the hour. Yesterday, he tweeted, scouts and agents are telling college quarterbacks to not leave school until they've started 2+ years. The NFL truly doesn't develop quarterbacks anymore outside of rare exceptions. Zig or zag, and we'll talk to Matt Miller about this. This is a cop-out by the NFL to place blame somewhere else on quarterback handling.
Yeah, I'll zig on that. Look, you and I disagreed on the Richardson stuff. We'll talk about it here in a bit.
Doesn't mean I'm right, by the way, on Richardson.
No,
you could have ultimately been right of, like, let him work through
it. I just don't know, like, what's the goal here? Like, he started 10 games in his NFL career.
They said with Bryce Young. They're letting him take a break.
No, you want to make the playoffs, and that's okay. I get it. You think that Flacco gives you a better chance to make the playoffs. I've never disagreed with that. He does. He's a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson right now.
Yeah.
He's a top 5 pick. Started 10 games.
I know.
Like, don't you know that you got to go through your lumps and your growth spurts? Like, I don't know if Richardson will ever get there, but you're not going to discover that in 10 games in an NFL career.
Yeah. We'll talk with Matt Miller at the top there. Last one, and then we'll go to Matt Miller. Mark Schlereth was on 710 Seattle Sports yesterday afternoon talking about what he has seen on tape in Seattle.
You know, from just missed tackles and not getting off blocks. Like, that to me, as I watch Seattle on the defensive side of the ball, that to me seems to be one of the biggest things that keeps kind of rearing its ugly head.
Zig or zag, the Seahawks will miss the playoffs, Dirt.
I'll zig on that. I don't trust them right now. They have the one random outlier 20-point win in Atlanta. Outside of that, they've lost 4 out of 5 games, a couple of them in bad fashion. They get the Rams at home this weekend, who are now all of a sudden healthy on the outside, and... then you go on the road to San Francisco, and we know that you can't beat the 49ers. I think they're staring at 2 more losses in the near future. And at that point, you're, what, 4-6?
They had the Niners in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks.
So the Niners are coming off the bye.
Or excuse me, in 3 weeks. Seahawks have a bye, and then they get the 49ers. So their next 2 games are Rams at home and then at San Francisco.
Big divisional games.
I think both those could easily be losses. I don't like the way they're playing defensively. They don't have a good offensive line right now. You got a quarterback crying on the sideline. I zig on that.
There we go. NFL Zig or Zag. We do it every 6:45 on Wednesday. Loaded second hour of the program, Pate State Wednesday, but we start hour two. Let's talk more college football with Matt Miller of ESPN Draft Scout fame. Matt Miller, hour two, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.